Nope. I'm good. Eight. And that's my last set. I feel like I could wrestle a bear. You can't be a champion until you can wrestle a bear, you know? Holy shit! Look at that pump! Yeah, I know you like that. I know that's why you really come here with me. But still, thank you for the spot, Muffin. Oh, really? You want to give it a shot? Hey, no. I'm all for it. Just be careful, okay? I'm gonna take off a couple of plates. 200 pounds is a bit much for a beginner lifter. I'm not calling you weak, baby. I'm calling you a beginner. Which you are. But hey, I'm sure you're very strong for someone your size who doesn't work out. I mean, you won't even lift a finger without some cajoling. Okay, come on. Let's lift this shit. Are you sure? There's still a lot of weight on that bar. I mean, I already fuck you. So who are you trying to impress? Okay. It's your call. I'm just gonna stand right here to make sure you don't kill yourself. I'm not being condescending. I'm just saying, it's a lot of weight. But I believe in you, Muffin. I do. Oh, just plant those buns on the bench already, Grumbles. All right, scooch up a bit. Your eyes should be level with the bar. Button shoulder blades on the bench. Back straight. Forget arching your back. That's a more advanced thing. Grab the bar a little wider than your shoulders. Like that. And then you just breathe in at the top and breathe out while you lift. Got all that? All right. You got this, baby. You got this, baby. You got this. You... Nope. I got you. I got you. I don't want to say I told you so, but... Hey, come on. You just got too ambitious, is all. But you gotta start small. Don't let it put you off. So? Who cares what anyone else is lifting? Or how they look? You belong here just as much as they do. Because you're lifting for you and nobody else. That's what we all do here. And anyone who does judge you for making an effort isn't someone whose opinion is worth giving a shit about. No, but for real, we all started somewhere. Like that big, beefy mountain of meat over there. I promise you he's been doing this for the better part of a decade. And he's probably spending a small fortune on fueling that mass. And you gotta temper your expectations. You see that bikini fitness girl with the rippling abs packing cake? She's training for a competition. She doesn't actually look like that around the year, but you wouldn't know that if all you see are pictures of people in competition shape. So that's not something you should aim for. Being that shredded all the time isn't sustainable, because fat is a friend. Just, it's a friend you gotta set boundaries with. Anyway, don't compare yourself to those guys, because there's probably more going on than you're seeing. Comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison leads to jealousy, jealousy leads to hate, something something dark side. I forget. And the reality is that we're all built different. Like, have you seen Brock Lesnar's calves? Dude's built like a tank, except for his tiny little chicken feet. Calves are notoriously hard to train, but his case isn't just a question of skipping leg day. He just doesn't have them, and there's not much to be done about that. Though he really should go back to wearing boots. I'm saying, you gotta work with the frame you got. Do what works for you. In a lot of ways, I'm lucky. I'm tall, I put on muscle easily, and my abs are popping at a relatively high body fat. Most people don't get to have all that. But at the same time, having been born a woman and all, no matter how hard I work, I'm probably never gonna bench double my body weight. And I made peace with that. So what if Mr. Meat Mountain benches 500 pounds? I work on the things I can work on, accept the things I can't, and only compete with myself. So be the best you can be. Be better than you were last month. Don't try to be better than you were yesterday, because we've all got bad days. So that's just gonna bum you out. And that's when you give up. Real progress is slow. It's a routine, not a revolution. It sucks, I know. And I guess the most important thing is, you don't have to do this, you know. You don't. No. I mean, I love that you're showing interest. We're already best friends, kissy friends, fuck buddies. Adding gym buddies to the list would be awesome. But Muffin, you don't have to do this just for me. If you want to make it a casual thing, to be healthier and whatnot, that's one thing, and I'm all for that. But to do what I do is a big lifestyle change. Diet and all. And as much as I love what this body of mine does to you, I don't really do this to impress anyone. Well, maybe a long, long time ago, but not anymore. I just legit love how it makes me feel. Like I can do anything. It makes me feel good. It's like a runner's high, but for lifting heavy things. You know? And some people never get that. And I think that to do this at my level, you really do need to enjoy it. Not every day, of course. Some days are just bleh. But if you're not getting that rush, it's all just gonna make you miserable. It's not for everybody, and that's okay. There's space on this earth for gym rats and couch potatoes alike. And the bad news is that lifting is supposed to be the fun part. Abs are made in the kitchen and all that. Whether you want to get bigger or smaller, no amount of exercise is going to get you the body you want unless you adjust your diet accordingly. You could go for a half-hour jog, grab a Mickey D's cheeseburger on the way home, and you're already back to zero. And those some bitches are like cookies. I could eat 10 of them. But I will not. Only 3. See? Moderation. Like, if you're trying to drop weight, reduce your calorie intake by 200 calories a day for 6 days a week, but then eat an extra 2,000 calories on your cheat day. Well, you're better with numbers than I am. I mean, not to say exercise isn't good, even if you're not trying to get absolutely shredded. You don't have to go all in. Being healthier is good and all, though you should know that not everything that goes on in here actually is healthy. most of the swole types here. At one point or another, we all dealt with body dysmorphia, eating disorders, injuries. I know I did. I never really told you. It can really fuck with your head, and it's hard to talk about. You can't be scared of food if you want to build muscle. But whether you're dirty bulking or counting everything down to your micros, you can get into some really bad eating habits. If you're feeling guilty over every bite of food you have, or don't have, that's no good. Being lean isn't necessarily healthy. Being big isn't necessarily healthy either. And mental health is a whole other thing. When you're obsessing over never being lean enough, thin enough, never being big enough, never being strong enough, it's time to rethink your approach. It's complicated. Shit. Okay, I'm making this all sound really bad. I'm not trying to scare you out of the gym, I swear. I'm just saying, sometimes finding that balance is a quest in itself. Anyway, my point. Give it 6 months. We'll make a program for you. For some people, it clicks right away. For others, you need to feel some kind of accomplishment to get there. Like seeing the change in your physique. Or beating your personal records. Just, you know, seeing the progress you've made. And if after all that you feel like it's not your thing, that is perfectly fine. It doesn't have to be your thing. Because, Muffin? You don't have to impress me. I already love your sweet cakey ass. All I want is for you to be happy. With me, ideally. And if you want to get fit, but lifting turns out not to be for you, we'll figure out something else for you. I'm getting ideas already, actually. Tell you what. We're hogging the bench, and that guy's giving us the stink eye. So I'm gonna wipe it down, hit the treadmill to get my cardio in, and we'll head over to my place after. And then we're gonna work on your cardio. And flexibility. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna stretch you out good, baby.